Shalom to all. Today's daf is Demai daf Mem Hei, and we are starting at the very top of the Amud. And in the Vilna source of daf, it's near the end of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis with the words of Shimon Oyser B'Chumas Meister Matir B'Chala. That's a quote of the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now the Mishnah was discussing where a person had bought different breads from a baker and whether or not he could take Meister from one for the other. And there were two different scenarios that were being discussed. Either he had bread from yesterday and from today, or he had different breads, perhaps they were all baked today, but they were all different molds, meaning they're all different shapes. Now, Rabbi Yehuda asked taking Meister from one for the other, because we're chayshesh, that each one of these breads was made from wheat purchased from somebody else, and that one had Meister taken from it, and the other didn't. Rabbi Shimon as well didn't allow by Meister, but he did allow by challah, which means the challah could be taken from one bread for the other. So now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda Isra by challah, Rabbi Yehuda Asr is by challah, why would he ask us to take challah from one loaf onto the other? V'lo Asr hinei d'beles, doesn't it become tevel for challah by him, meaning by the baker? We know that when does the chiyuv of challah kick in? Only once we have dough kneaded. So even if the Am Haaretz bought wheat from different suppliers, and some of them had Meister taken off them and some of them didn't, that has nothing to do with the chiyuv of challah. The chiyuv of challah comes about by the baker himself, and again, no matter what type of wheat he's using, all of his dough would be equally chayv in challah. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say that we're not allowed to take challah from one bread for the other? They're all chayv in challah at the same time. The Gemara says, you're right, so what's the scenario we're talking about? Ela b'shal sa'ar tamei lasis yisasai, referring to the baker borrowing tamei sa'ar to make his dough. And what necessarily have to be regards to the word tummy over here. It's just simply referring to him borrowing sa'ar, sourdough, from an Am Haaretz to make his dough. Now, what's sa'ar? So it's a sourdough yeast starter that they use to make the dough rise. And basically, it's a piece of dough from a different batch put into a new one to help that new one rise properly. So this baker used sa'ar from one person yesterday and from a different person today, and it's possible that one of those is from a dough that had challah taken already. The Gemara asks, still we have a problem. Afilu kein, even so, lo etzlihi nidbeles, doesn't become tevel by the baker himself. According to some, this question is that it's highly unlikely that the amount of sa'ar used was the amount that one would be chayv to separate challah from, because a very large amount of dough was necessary for there to be a chiv of challah. So we're back to square one. The chiv to separate challah from his dough only came about by the baker, regardless of where the sa'ar came from. So the buyer who bought these different loaves should be allowed to take challah from one onto the other. So Gemara gives a different suggestion. Ela b'shoyel kikar tamei l'malas tanur. We're talking about the baker borrowing a whole loaf of bread in order to fill his oven up with it. The bread used to bake much better in the oven when the oven was full. And here this baker is filling up his oven and he realizes that he's missing a loaf. So he goes to an Am Haaretz, takes a loaf from him and puts it in the oven. And then when he takes out all the bread, that loaf that he had borrowed got mixed up, so we're not so sure which one of these breads is from the Am Haaretz and which one is from this baker, and therefore we might be talking about different breads with different levels of chiyuvim. As the Gemara, hold on, Vim b'shal kikar tami l'malas tanuroi, if we're talking about where he borrowed a loaf of bread from an Am Haaretz to fill up his oven, so meister mikol kikar v'kikar, he should have to take meister off of each and every single loaf, even if they were all baked today. Remember, we had said that Rabbi Yehuda argues and holds that when we have bread from yesterday and bread from today, we're not allowed to take meister from one for the other. But that's mashma, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if all of them were baked today, we are allowed to take meister from one for the other. But if we're talking about a situation over here where the baker had borrowed a loaf of bread from an Am Haaretz and baked them with his loaves of bread in the oven, and they were all baked on the same exact day, so now that means we have a suffix regarding bread that was baked all on the same day, and we should not be allowed to take Meister from one for the other. So the Gemara now gives a different suggestion, why Rabbi Yehuda would say that if we have bread from yesterday and bread today, we're not allowed to take challah from one for the other. Ella k'Rabbi Yochanan, it's like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan had said, kan ba'isa b'tahara, kan ba'isa b'tumah. Here we're talking about where the dough was made b'tahara, and here we're talking about where the dough was made b'tumah. Now this is going back to Daf Chaf Aleph, where we had brought a stira between two Mishnayas, and Rabbi Yochanan over there had answered that the two Mishnayas are not a stira, because one of them was talking about making bread in a state of tumah, and the other is talking about making bread in a state of tahara, and we could answer the same thing over here. It's possible that the bread from yesterday was made in a state of tahara, and it's possible that the bread today was made in a state of tumah, so therefore we can't take challah from one for the other, because we're not take challah from something tamei onto something tahor, and vice versa. Now, mem hayom beis on top, just as a side point, since we had mentioned this answer that Rabbi Yochanan gave to that stir in Mishnayos on Daf Chaf Aleph, we just bring a different opinion. So the Gemara continues by saying, Ela k'Rabbi Elazar, we could say that the answer in the stir in Mishnayos over there is like Rabbi Elazar, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Rabbi Elazar says, kan v'kan ba'isa b'tahara, that both of those Mishnayos are talking about where the bread was made b'tahara, and we're not going to get into discussion now what that's referring to, because that's really relevant to Daf Chaf Aleph. Now, back to our discussion, trying to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Amar Rav Yudan, Avoid Rav Matanya, Rav Yudan, the father of Matanya, says, Ba'isa b'tumah kaminon, we're talking about where the baker had made everything in a state of tumah, the etzlihi nidbeles, and we're talking about where the dough that he was making became tevel by him, and therefore it's definitely chayv and chala. And v'of Reb Yehuda Maidaba, even Reb Yehuda agrees that we would be allowed to take chala from one for the other. And it must be that Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon are arguing about something totally different. And v'tani kain, it's actually taught like this in a brisa that they would agree in this scenario. The brisa says, Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon oisrin b'trumas meiser, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon aser taking trumas meiser from one onto the other, umatirin b'chala, but they allow chala to be taken from one dough onto the other because of what we just explained. It was all baked by the same baker, and all became tevel by him, and it was done b'tuma, so we're allowed to take chala from one to the other. So what do they both hold? In other words, what are they arguing about? And so the Gemara speaks this question out. Reb Yehuda oisr b'trumas meiser umatir b'chala. Reb Shimon oisr b'trumas meiser umatir b'chala. Both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon aser him to take trumas meiser off from one for the other, but they both allow by chala. So ma b'nehain, what's the difference between them? The answer is, al tated Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, ene mafresh lemishal hayoim al shal emesh, v'lemishal emesh al shal hayoim, they were not allowed to separate from yesterday's loaves onto today's, or from today's onto yesterday's. However, mafresh bin atanur al atanur, we are allowed to separate from one oven onto another. One oven onto another means different types of bread or different shapes of bread, even though they're in different shapes, from one onto another. But al tated Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, afilu min atanur al atanur, ene mafresh, even though they were all made in the same day, since there were differences, these loaves were in different shapes or different molds, he is not allowed to separate from one for the other, because we have to be chayshesh that the reason why the baker made them in different shapes is to show that the wheat used to make this was bought from different suppliers, and then we'd go back to our original chashash. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.